give me joy or give me that song or give me both. I just love it. It's time for Fans of Patrol Lockdown. This is number 7, y'all. So that's enough of that echo. So I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is a sensitive poet herself, Miss Tiffelbot. How are you this week, Tiff?
I am doing great. How are you?
Man, I'm giddier than usual. You know, I heard the theme song. And then, you know, so that's one thing. That's 50% right there. But, you know, I put a sound out a couple days ago. Sunday, I think, to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network. Can't believe I can say that fast and fast every time I say it. And because we wanted the guests, man, you know, and we got this long list of guests and co-hosts and hosts and everybody, showrunners, you know, from the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network. And we got a hit. And from the Gorilla Brain Podcast, Mr. 8-Bit Ray. What's happening?
What is going on, my friend Montego? Tiff, it's so good to be here.
Man, I'm glad you're here, man. I've been listening to your show. You got a good show. You got a great show. And then, you know, it got real better when you did start doing some little upgrades there to your sound and stuff like that. Ain't nothing like good sound to keep a listener coming back.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can do when you put a life insurance policy on your best friend and claim he's dead. You can upgrade a lot.
Oh, shit. Tiff, that gives me an idea. You know, smooth in here, you know.
I watched one of the brains behind the outfit. Right. the woman in the chair.
The woman in the chair. Yeah, that's a good spot for you, Tiff. You're right. So anyway, man, this week, man, we're doing The Turning. You know, we've been trying to keep it different and do some, you know, stuff that we don't normally do. And that's the whole, you know, push for the show. I said, man, Tiff, we haven't done a scary movie, a real scary movie. Right. So let's go do The Turning, man. You know, that came out right around the time that COVID was messing around and, you know, was in a theater, not in a theater, supposed to come to the theater, stuff like that. So, you know, I know a lot of people haven't seen it, but we reviewed the trailer and, you know, we had the kid from Stranger Things on there. We were cracking up on him. So we decided to do The Turning. So that's what we're doing this week, guys. But before I go, I will never, ever, ever have a guest come on a show and not tell the people about his labor of love. Go ahead, Ray.
Gorilla Brain Podcast is a pop culture podcast. We cover everything from movies, comics, anime, you name it, we do it. It's just me and my co-host, Sean. No cool name for Sean. Sorry, Sean. we release every Friday, hopefully, if life doesn't get in the way. We try to stay as consistent as possible. But, you can catch us on Twitter at Gorilla Brain Pod, and you can message me directly if you don't agree with what I say or how I say it. You can catch me on Twitter at 8-Bit Ray, and that's the number 8.
Indeed, man. As
how come Sean doesn't have a cute nickname?
He doesn't want one.
Really?
Name
Sean.
It's like, you know, you get Tiffobot, you know, you get Montego Bradley. That just sounds good. That just sounds great, you know, by itself. And then, you know, I get 8-Bit Ray, and he's just Sean. Just so stoic. You know, it's just like a bad Civil War photo. Just Sean.
See, my name is my name. I've been wanting a cool name for the longest. I keep trying to make them up, but nothing sticks. they refuse to call me anything but Montego. And at this point in the game, almost 5 years, I guess it's too late. All right, so we're going to get it moving. This is The Turning 2020, and I did not realize there was another movie called The Turning, but I guess, you know, with that name, it got bound to be something. So, man, before we get started, man, it's time to hit one word. Let's go with our guest, Ray.
One word is going to be unsatisfied.
Unsatisfied. I understand what you mean immediately. Tiffelbot. Mm-hmm.
This may be surprising to listeners that I don't think I've ever used this word before. Dumb.
Okay. I can understand what you're saying about that. And my one word is what?
Perfect.
That was excellent. Me and the ending of this movie. Just, huh? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so the movie.
I get it.
Right. We all understand. And, oh, man, I wish one person just had, you know, this is great or something. So Mackenzie Davis is in this. Finn Wolfhard from.
Who?
It says Mackenzie Davis, right? Oh shit!
I'm just saying, yeah. Who the fuck is that?
Finn, you know who Finn Wolfhard is. Everybody knows him.
Yes.
Future star.
He's Mr. Stranger Things.
He's Mr. Ghostbuster. Coming up.
No, he's Stranger Things.
Right. Brooklyn Pierce.
He's
or Prince.
Soon to grow out of his career. It's who he is.
Oh no, not with Ghostbusters coming out.
No, I'm sorry. He will grow to be a gangly, strange-looking adult man. They'll say no more fame.
He's gonna be Screech 2.0.
Okay, so Jesus. You know something? You're right. I was about to start reading down some of these names, and it's not worth it. You know, there's nobody else that really.
Nobody knows who these fucking people are.
No, you're right. You're right. Okay, so let's get it on, man. So, man, it's a scary movie, y'all. So I'm excited because I haven't really seen a scary movie since our Halloween shows, Tiff. You know. So what about you? Were you excited to do this movie or what?
I was kind of excited. Because the turning makes it seem maybe there'll be a werewolf, right?
Oh yeah, I didn't think about that, but could possibly, yes.
And I was like, when you watch, yeah, I'm like, maybe a werewolf. I knew that there wasn't going to be one because of the preview, but I'm like, there's hope. But I thought it looks sufficiently creepy. I'm not like hoping too much, but I'm like, it could give me the creeps.
Okay, so
maybe
I'm excited when the movie came on because. It was in the 1990s. I said, oh, retro. You know, I love a good period film, man. And so, you know, the 90s was a while ago now, man. You know, I'm like,
no, don't say that.
No, it's true. Think about it. Shit. So,
I know.
It's 1990. I said, oh, they're going to have some cool music, you know, some alternative rock from the 90s, some stuff that I'm familiar with. No. And so, you know, it didn't happen, Ray. So, you know.
Well, I mean, they did have Nirvana. They had two songs from Nirvana in it, and I think there was a whole song. So, yeah, there's that. But, yeah, that's about all they had music-wise.
Yeah, it was
pretty. It's crazy that, like, they used the death of Kurt Cobain as a way to say that it was the 90s.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Without having to say, whatever, you know.
Yeah, and
1994.
A bunch of kids now won't even know who the hell he is. You know what I'm saying? Like, like who the hell are you talking about? So yeah, Tiff, that's how the damn thing started, Tiff. You know. Oh, let me hit them spoilers before we go too deep. And so there we go. There. So we got Sally Gumdrops. That's my nickname for Kate. You know, she's all bright tail and bushy tail. I'm skipping, aren't I? Because the first thing that happened was a lady running for her life.
Yes, Miss Jessel, the stupidest named person in all of movie history. At first, I was like, Miss Jessel, what the fuck is that? I for the longest time during the movie, I kept thinking I was mishearing the name.
No,
I was just calling her the other teacher. I completely forgot her name. Yeah,
yeah,
other blonde one. Yeah,
I agree with you. That's exactly how I approached it, Ray. So she's running through the bushes, man, through the forest. She's screaming and hollering. It's classic scary movie stuff through this creepy manor, and you know, down to this gate, and then the big surprise happened, man. How was this grabbing you? Is this on setting it up for the right track, Ray? Is this good?
No, it absolutely is not. It's just it's typical horror tropes. Honestly, is all it was. I mean, it's just play by the numbers. That's all it is. Okay, you know she's not gonna get up past that gate.
Right.
You know damn well she ain't gonna, and true. She don't.
Right. Right.
And that's all it is.
Yeah. So you know, but you know, you give horror movies kind of a pass sometimes, you know, because you know.
It's like easing into a hot bath. You're like, okay, I see. This is how it's gonna go. I'm gonna put my foot in. Too hot. I'm gonna take it out. Just right. I'm gonna sink in.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm going to stick my whole head in there and just hold myself down. Just get through an hour and 34 minutes of this atrocity that we call The Turning.
Oh, shit.
Based on the book called Turning the Screw. That's a much better name, by the way, than The Turning. I don't know.
Well, here's
maybe something.
Here's the one thing, Ray. I don't even know what the name had anything to do with the story. I just don't. You know what I'm saying? So I was, you know, waiting for it, you know, when the movie was going on. Like, why is they calling it The Turning? So anyway, man, like you said, the lady don't get through the gate. And it's not a big surprise. Then we go meet Sally Gumdrops, Kate. And she's, you know, the Kurt Cobain. And we give us a timeline. And she wants to, she's the most promising teacher in her program. And she's giving it all up to go teach one damn kid who lost their parents because I lost my father. And I'm like, wow, they stretching this sucker to try to make it, you know, I'm just going to leave college And what I got going on there, just
you got, like, you gotta love that, Montego. You gotta love that they pulled the best damn teacher out of that school for one child,
one kid.
You have an entire future workforce over here in a classroom. They could be scientists, doctors, lawyers, or they could be working at PetSmart. Whatever, it don't matter. But and then you take it all away. The best teacher they got for one creepy little child just blows my mind. The education system is screwed.
They should have just said, I want the money. Because she should have said, I'm doing this because I want money.
Yeah.
And then I was, okay.
Yeah.
But that makes sense.
But then you wouldn't like Kate. And they really wanted you to like Kate, man. They wanted you to like Sally Gumdrop Stiff. They wanted you to like her. Mission was not accomplished, but they wanted you to like her. So she gets there, man. The movie wastes no time, thank God. And she gets to the house and she meets the creepy old lady, man. The I don't even know what she was, a butler, a maid house, Mrs. What's it?
She's a caretaker.
Gross, yeah, the caretaker.
Mrs. Gross?
Yeah, that's what it says here. She has no picture.
She looked like the ghost from Dead Silence, the old lady.
From I've never seen Dead Silence.
No, me neither.
Oh, okay. Well, that's who she looked like. I'll remember her name later. But yeah, that's who she looked like to me. I'm just like, this is the living version of her? Okay.
Well, look. Hands down, Miss Gross, my favorite character in this whole damn movie. I'm like, wow. She is creepy. She's stern. She kept it real, Ray. She was like, you need to get some control. I'm like, yes, Miss Gross. Yeah. Tell her ass.
She kept it real. She's like, look, bitch. They were born in the privilege. You need to accept that.
I know! I know! Oh, shoot. That was great. So Mrs. Gross is my favorite. I don't know about y'all. I don't know, Tiff. Did you connect with anybody?
I like the horse.
The white one.
Okay, you didn't like Samson. I remember the horse's name, but I couldn't tell you the name of the first teacher. How sad is that? The horse made a bigger impact than the teacher. Oh.
Okay, what about you, Ray? You got anybody you rooting for in this thing? Any favorite character?
Absolutely not. I wanted the house to blow up by the end of it, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, right. So anyway, man. Kate is, you know, we meet the little girl, and I think, to me, it makes me feel like that the little girl, Flora, is trying her hardest, that little actress, Brooklyn Prince, to be Georgie from It, you know, just as durable as she can be. But like you said, Ray, she came off super creepy, and, you know, wow, kind of got on my nerves. I don't know, Tiff, did you survive, Flora?
So here's my thing. At this point in the movie, I thought that it was going to be that they were setting us up to be afraid of the brother, but that the little girl was the one, like, killing people.
I did, too.
That's how creepy the little girl came off.
Super creepy, right? So, you know, she's creepy, but she's supposed to be a little darling. And then, you know, they're playing hide and go seek and, you know, everything is going fine, you know, but then all of a sudden, you know, Miles comes home, you know, she's showing her the room. And this is what gets me, guys. You know, there's stuff that places she's not supposed to go in the house. They got that stuffed taxidermy auntie in her bedroom, which is nuts within itself. Mm-hmm. And she pulls it out. She pulls it out and put it in the next room. Now, this is a misstep. This is a damn misstep. She picks it up, pulls it in the next room, and turns the head. And it's a big kink. So you knew the head was going back, right? She leaves the room, right? So if she's psychotic, you know, why would they show the head turn back and nobody's in the room? So I'm like, oh, it's ghost in here. So, you know, this is not one of those things where it's going to be all in the person's mind because, you know, we saw the head turn back.
Montego.
Yes.
That's the genius of this movie. Is she crazy?
Right.
That is said very sarcastically because
I know.
It is one of the stupidest things I've ever seen.
Sorry, I just checked IMDb. It is not directed by M. Night Shyamalan. Okay.
Yes, it's directed by...
It's a woman. It's a woman. It's like...
Are you serious?
It's like Florienti something. Gloria, I assume it's a woman.
Sigismondi.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's a woman.
Ooh, it is a woman, and she's very strange looking.
Okay, well,
great.
There you go.
Okay,
is she like gross, like the old lady from the film?
No, she's kind of like old school vampy looking. It's kind of cool, but I could see why people might not be into it.
Oh, I see.
So maybe she was one of the ghosts in the film. Who knows?
She kind of looks like Anne Rice.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Anne Rice, if you will. She's a little sexier than Anne Rice.
So. It's a part of the house she's not supposed to go into, guys. She goes into the into that side of the house. It's creepy as hell. I don't know why you're going in there, because you said you heard some noise and shit. Okay, that noise and that big creepy-ass house, Ray, that damn thing would have beat all night. Ain't no way in hell I'd have started wandering through that damn house at nighttime. You know, it's just like, are you nuts?
Yeah, I'd stay my ass in bed, pull the covers up real tight over my face, and just forgot all about it, man.
The creepiest thing about this whole movie is the house. Good job with the sets of the house.
Yes.
You made it creepy. So
yeah, it kind of reminded me of Rose Red a little bit. Well, just know. You got that big old,
yes,
you know,
plot of property. Rose Red, yes.
Yeah, that's exactly what it reminded me of. It had that stoic old, you know.
It does have that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that this house is not put to... It's kind of a shame because it's not extended as far, it's not used as well as it could have been.
No, you did nothing with it. Really. You did nothing. And so, huge misstep. So, this is where we get introduced to Miles. You know, she closed the door. You shouldn't be in here. Instant dick. Every scene, instant dick. So, I'm like, all I kept thinking was, I bet you this is how this kid act in real life. I bet you he's the worst.
He does have that little pinch-faced, shitty attitude look to him, doesn't he?
Oh my god!
Yeah, he was Netflixed in The Privilege,
right? Oh boy, and he works his privilege, man. So the school calls, and the boy looks like he's gonna get in trouble. And I'm like, well, your parents is dead, and the old woman is the only one, and she don't tell you what to do. She was still wiping your diaper. What are you getting mad for? You know, he looking like, oh shit, she gonna know. And I'm like, well, who's she gonna tell? And so instantly our heroine here decides that she's going to try to connect with Miles, and it's a bad deal. So Tiff, man, you know, she tries and tries over and over and over again, man. What are you thinking with some of these tries, man?
Well, I guess I can see, like, if that's your job, to be like, try to like make this kid less of a shit. however, at some point, and here's the thing, they try really hard with some of the stuff that they do to make it seem like he's like a psychopath, like with the nipples, the mannequin's nipples. I guess
that's just thing. Being a teenager there.
That's
Tiff.
What I was gonna say. Yeah, I was about to say it just seems like normal teenage boy stuff. And I do want to say, that there's that scene. Am I wrong in remembering that there was a scene in the preview where a spider crawls out of his mouth?
No, you
like,
weren't.
While he's laying on, like.
No, you're not wrong, right. Because it's in
so
this.
So what happened to that?
They cut that. Yeah, they cut that out. I bet you it's a completely different movie than what it was supposed to be. Because I'm looking at the scene right now. That spider was big as his face, crawling out of his mouth. And so, no, that never happened.
Right. So what was even the point of establishing that? That's like an establishing shot where they show us a spider eating another spider so that they can show us the spider later doing something else that actually matters to the plot of the movie.
Right.
But instead, it just comes off as if you own an exotic animal, like a snake or a spider, that seems like normal stuff to do.
Yeah. 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 So I think... this movie might suffer, Ray, from what I keep saying over and over for some of these movies. It looked like they just ran out of cash right at the end. They was like, oh, pack this shit up. We're done. That's the shot. You better fix it in editing, because it just poof. Nothing made sense. I don't know.
Yeah, this film is severely lacking in a lot of different places. And a lot of it is not just in the scripting, but in the storytelling. You know, they'll go into things in the lore about the house. You can't go to the East Wing. They never, ever go back to why
Nothing.
You can't go in the East Wing.
Right.
Never. Never right. once. You know, and another thing is, you know, maybe I'll change my one word to inconsistent. that's a much better word. Like, okay, so the old lady said that the young girl saw her parents die at the gate, right?
Right.
And then you watch the movie, and then when she's trying to get them out, you know, and she's driving down the driveway, it's a long-ass driveway.
Right, right, right.
Right? You're driving like, a mile?
Right, right, right.
Okay, so you're telling me that this kid who was in the house saw her parents die at the gate that is a mile down the fucking road?
Good point. I didn't even think about it like that.
She got eagle vision. She got eagle vision. She was born in the privilege of eagle vision.
I thought
they're thoroughbreds.
They're thoroughbreds. I do concur with that, but I also think, in addition to that, there is no other... What exactly did they crash into? Did they lose control going 5 miles an hour? Did they crash into a delivery van? It's a private drive.
I don't think the writer and the director...
I was very confused by it.
I don't think the writer and director
cared. Weren't thinking that far ahead.
They said, hey, dude, just say that shit and just keep moving. We don't got time. We run out of money. Come on. We got to pay Finn all his damn money. So
We spent all that money on the spider coming out of his mouth, and we ain't even going to use it in the movie.
And you are probably right, my friend. So, man... You know, Miles spends the next part of this movie tormenting the shit out the lady. I like the scene with the white horse and trying to train her how to gallop, and some of the dumb shit he was doing with the drums. And I kind of dug the way he was bothering her, because, and she just never fought back, which was unbelievable to me. I'm like, what a terrible, terrible teacher you're going to be one day. I don't know, Tiff. She's going to be a bad teacher, Tiff.
She's going to be a city school teacher by the end of this movie.
So let me talk about the horse, my favorite character. The weirdest part about this, which is so strange for me to have noticed, but we're going to go there. They make a point of saying several times it's a girl horse, and all you see is its big floppy horse dong. I don't understand what the point of saying that it's a girl horse is.
Oh, no. So I didn't even pay attention.
She's a thoroughbred. That's a very big clit.
Jesus Christ. Oh, boy. Moving on.
Holy shit.
Go ahead.
Part of my problem with this movie, as far as his character is concerned, Miles is, is that they go really hard on, like, some of the stuff that, like, yeah, would be concerning, like killing the fish in that way.
Yeah,
would be mildly concerning, obviously.
Or beating a kid's head off the ground, which got him expelled from the school.
Correct. Yeah. But then they kind of retract on it.
Yeah,
they try to make him seem like he's actually so. And then, but that's part of the problem with, like, what Ray says. Not to skip too far ahead in the movie, but later in the movie, there's kind of an implication. But you have to make so much of the inferences yourself. You have to put so much of the pieces together yourself, like too much, where, like, maybe it's inferred that he's possessed.
They should have fixed it slightly by letting him sit in the mirror and look into the mirror, or she could have looked into the mirror and saw him and saw that ghostly dude in possessing him. Then you would have been like, Quint. If he would have been possessing the kid, it would have made for such a better movie, because now it's like, this dude need to die, but am I going to kill this kid? And the kid is tormenting me, and then now it's the ghost tormenting me. That would have been pretty sweet, but they ain't do that, Tiff. Not this movie.
I think he was very easily influenced. You know, the ghost was alive, Quint. When he was alive, he would take him to the bars and get shit-faced and, you know, come back 2 days later and all that. I think he was very easily influenced by Quint because he didn't have a father figure or any male role model in that house to look up to, so he's just kind of acting out, maybe, possibly. I mean, I could see that from a psychological point of view, but in the end, he's just an asshole.
Yeah,
he's not possessed.
Right. Yeah.
He's just a dick.
Yeah. And here's something else that's, you know, we kind of skipping around, but I don't care. When the little girl was getting her hair done by those nasty-ass ghostly fingers, and she was sitting there looking like she was the queen, that she was controlling this, like she was the one possessed controlling this, they never did nothing with it. And then the next scene, they showed her she was terrified.
No.
You know? And it was like, oh, she's
like,
scared?
I'm scared. Like, you don't seem scared.
No, shit, you seem like you was getting your hair done.
It was a little bit different for old Kate when she was getting molested by the thing hand from the Addams Family. You know?
Yes, that was, I mean, and so there's elements of the story that, like, while not super creepy as far as, like, compared to other movies that are scary, make for, like, a compelling or an okay B-horror or not great horror movie or whatever. Not even good B-horror, I'm saying, like, actually bad horror. That part itself is like, okay, that's a little creepy. It's not bad, but, like, they just don't follow. It's like they don't follow through. Like Ray says, the inconsistencies are pretty bad.
I can tell you what they did.
Yeah, there's a lot of plot holes.
I can tell you what they did right. They shot the damn movie beautifully. I mean, it looked good consistently through the whole film. Not a one scene looked like it was just something that was trying. So I appreciated that. However, the ghost is she. We see the mom. We meet the mom, and you know that scene when she met the mom early in the movie left no impact on me. You know that her mom was in the loony bin. Okay, so what? And then, well, psychiatric hospital. Sorry about that, Tiff. And so then, later on in the movie, she gets the pictures, and you know, and they give you a little, hey, you know, you could be like your, don't end up like your mama, you know, from the old lady. So then, you know, mm-hmm. Kate's going crazy, man. She going crazy. We think she's going crazy. Is she going crazy? We don't know if she's going crazy. And she gets the kids and let's get out of here after the Quint dude was choking her and choking the other woman and all this shit and then push the old lady over the stairs. They run out the house and they got away. They got away. And then, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be 100 with y'all. You know, I watched from this point in the movie on until the movie went off. And then I said, wait a minute. I rewound it and I watched from that point of the movie to the end. And then I went upstairs and I was like, what the hell? So literally before we started taping today, I watched that part again because I said, maybe I was tired. And I watched it again from that point, you know, the old lady falling over the stairs and them leaving and then they're rewinding in time. And I watched it again and I said, you got to be kidding me. No, this is just, what the hell happened, y'all? You know, they wake up. She sees, looks in the mirror. There's nothing in the mirror. Little girl says she didn't see it. Little boy still looking at her like she crazy. You know, and then next thing you know, what? She's in the bed, in the pool, and that's it? What the hell? What happened?
There's so many flashbacks during this during the end that, like, it becomes very convoluted and hard to, and not even, like, hard to understand. I get what they're saying. She might be crazy. Like, I'm not stupid. But, like, it's just poorly done to the point where I'm like, it's just, like, I could chop up a bunch of film and throw it in a bucket. That doesn't make me a filmmaker.
Right.
But it's really, what was really bizarre to me is before we moved to this point, I wanted to talk about the mom, who is played by Jolie Richardson, which is crazy because she's not, like, a household name by any means, but she's very famous. It's, like, crazy that, like, she is in the movie for, like, 2 seconds.
She maybe did somebody a favor, you know?
Maybe it's like her daughter's film or something.
Maybe.
Maybe she was just on set at catering and they're like, hey, you want to be in a movie? Yeah, sure. Why not? I got nothing better to do. You know, I'm here now.
Yeah, I see.
But Montego, I did exactly what you did.
Did you?
I rewound it. I watched it earlier today before we started recording.
Mm-hmm.
And then it ended. And I'm like, okay, let me rewind. I rewound back about 6 minutes in the end of the film. Played it again, and I still didn't get it.
Me neither.
And I'm like, okay, so is she possessed? Is she dead? Is this like a Sixth Sense thing?
Do I care?
Or is this, yeah, exactly. Or is this a multiple choice ending? I was right. So confused. I mean, if their goal was to confuse me, they succeeded tremendously.
I agree.
I was baffled. I just didn't get it. I'm not going to rewatch it to try to piece it all together again. They ain't going to do that.
No.
This is a one-time watch for me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Montego, because I probably never would have watched this had I not been coming on. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, look, check it out, Ray. We normally don't do stuff like this, and I had no intention of seeing this movie at all. But, you know, just doing the different things, you know. People really been digging the different stuff we've been doing. So, Lord, I do a horror movie. Let's do a horror movie that, you know, is not a big one. Let's do something new. And so we did this, and what a colossal mistake this is. You know, I mean... I can't
you
say
live it. And learn.
You can please do everything to avoid this movie. I mean, oh man, I mean, Tiff, you were 100% right. That damn house, it reminds me of a horror movie that's people don't think is scary. It scared the shit out of me back in the day. 1999's The Haunted with Liam Neeson.
And oh yeah,
that movie scared the shit out of me with the sounds and all of I mean, it was just making my hair stand up. And you could have did the same thing with this big creepy house. It's 1999. It's been so long, nobody would, you know, catch on, you know, except for horror fans. And but they didn't. I really don't like just tearing shit up. You know that, Tiff. I like to like stuff.
Yeah.
But this is terrible. This is terrible.
But at the end of the movie, the credit. You're right. The credits roll very.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like a drop of the hat, the credits are rolling. Well, there's that hand.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
The creepy, weird hand.
Right.
Well, so I was like, oh, the ending is so bad there has to be a stinger.
I thought, me right? too. I watched that dumb hand too, Tiff. So, and then the lady dancing. I watched that too.
But I fast forwarded and just watched the hand go really fast.
I watched it in real time, Tiff. I was sitting there, it's like, it's got to be something. It's got to be something. Nothing. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol, Lockdown Edition. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the sensitive one herself. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a midweek pleasure.
Oh, I love it. I love the midweek. I love it. And to our guests, say goodbye to the people, sir.
I've been waiting a long time to come on Fans of Patrol. Been a fan for a long time. And I've been waiting to say I've been waiting to say my call sign off for a long time. And we'll catch you down the line. Oh, that felt good, Montego. Oh, that felt so good.
Awesome. So until what? Sunday, man. We will be
on patrol.
Straight up, Tim. I'm on it. I'm on the time.